А потом мадам Рене.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Lukasz, for reading this long section. Perhaps we will have to go back a little bit. Now, but my first impression is that there is, let's say, a consolidated document that the group requested to be prepared, which is which has been supported by a majority of opinions, and there is a second opinion, but I don't think we should undertake to try to consult for choosing. So I think we have to look back a little bit on this approach, where we are today to conclude on the mandate itself, and to report it to our parent body SC2. So in regards to the discussion on the consultation, we believe, as far as the Commission is concerned, that this group, which has no further activities planned, should not undertake such an exercise on its own behalf, but should make a recommendation for SC2 to possibly organize such a consultation based on our outputs. I think this is an important step to follow. And also, it's important to recall that yesterday we referred many times to other bodies, not only OTIF and OSGD, but also the WP5 and W24, WP24 of the UNEC, which may also benefit from having knowledge of this output. And we believe that this is more the competence of SC2 to communicate with these bodies based on its consideration of our outputs. So we would prefer to limit our discussion on task C to the real outcome, the concrete outcomes, including a reference to position papers if necessary, but not to maybe to go too far, as we are supposed to finalize our activities today. Thank you.